Good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of It Could Be You. I'm your host, John S. I am once again live. Yes, I'm back live in the KABF studio in what I have steadfastly and stubbornly maintained is just outside the downtown part of downtown Little Rock. So, I am getting close to the end of the year, and as always, I like to give preference, I like to give kind of, a priority to those groups in our area, in our community, that are reaching out to try to help people who are in need. Not just because of the maybe the seasonal holiday pull, but the seasonal change that we've already been experiencing for about a couple of weeks now. And when our temperature goes onto a roller coaster, and when, as always, at this cold time of year, we may run the risk of extreme cold. Yes, there are people out there who are going to be in need. So we're rounding out, we're ending 2025 by having visits with, I've got a new kid, I've got a newcomer for today's program, and I'm going to be having a return conversation with a group that has been on the program before for next week, and another new kid, another new group, to round out the year airing the with the program that will be airing on New Year's Eve. As always, keep the faith going about next week, or sorry, next month, next year already, groups are lined up representing social justice, representing criminal justice reform, and representing groups that are helping people, again, who are in need. You're aware of a topic that maybe we've not talked about for a while on this program, or maybe a topic we've never addressed. Or if there's a group out there that you would like to have me talk with on this program, whether it's going to be a long overdue return or, again, a first visit, a premiere, if you will, you need to let me know. And, of course, the best way to let me know is to write me. 2101 South Main, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72206. I am working on, I have already been filling up some openings for 2026, but you've got some really good recommendations. Hey, you need to let me know, and really, the sooner the better. It could be you, homeless. It could be you who's had a run-in with the law and you're trying to, after paying your quote-unquote debt to society, you're working to get yourself back into the community. Or, as we're going to be talking about today, it could be you, plainly and simply, hungry. Groups that have been on this program have made it very, very plain that hunger, sadly, is not a stranger in Arkansas, not to a lot of people. In our day and age, with the prosperity, the potential that we have in this particular country, even in this particular state, hunger is a, well, in the story of A Christmas Carol, Scrooge, with the ghost of Christmas Present, towards the end of that part of the story, the ghost of Christmas Present opens his robe and reveals two absolutely horrid-looking children. The boy was ignorance. The girl was want. Want too frequently, almost inevitably, wrapped up with the want of good food, with the need to get the very, very materials, the very items to survive. Well, Scrooge was really taken aback, and of course, he learned these lessons as Charles Dickens was hoping that the people of the time in which he wrote would learn and recognize that not everybody has ready access to food and a lot of other things. Well, sadly, Arkansas, this nation, but we're going to be taking a look at what's going on in this state. Arkansas has a very, very, oh, we're number one, for sure, but it's a reputation for being number one that we should not, under any circumstances, be proud of. And this is something we're going to explore because the new kid representing the new group, first time on this program, is Potluck. And that is one of a number of groups that I'm aware of that are really doing direct work, trying directly as much, as best, and as widely as possible to make sure that as many people as possible are going to have access to the stuff that keeps us alive, food. I want this new kid, the first time on this program, my selective amnesia is not kicking in right now, but I want to give him the honor of letting the folks know, first and foremost, what his name is.
Well, yeah, I'm happy to do that. And thank you, John, for having me on. My name is Chris Wyman. I'm the executive director of Potluck Food Rescue.
Okay. So. As always, we like to spend the first part of the program getting out a lot of basic but very necessary information. And right at the top of the list are going to be the best ways to get in touch with your group, Potluck.
Sounds good. We best way to get in touch with us, we operate out of a warehouse. And out of that warehouse, basically, we've got a phone number for that. We also have an app that's out.
Let's start with the phone number.
The phone number, 501-371-0303, 8 till 5. Yeah, and that is actually the best way to get a hold of us. So if you also want to get a hold of us through social media, you're welcome to. We are on Facebook. We are also on LinkedIn. We're also on Instagram.
But you also have a website.
We do have a website at potluckfoodrescue.org.
Okay. Give them the number and the website again, please.
So the phone number, 501-371-0303. Mm-hmm. Website is potluckfoodrescue.org.
Okay. Now, Potluck, just for the record, Potluck, you keep what amounts to strict office hours. Am I correct in saying that that's Mondays to Fridays?
That is Monday through Fridays, yes.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Now,
are we there every day? Yeah.
So. Well, with that in mind, do you have anything along the lines of, some of the other groups do, but just for clarification, do you have anything that would be called like after hours or emergency contact information?
So we actually do, and I'll have to pull that number up off my phone because it's not ingrained in my mind now, but I can pull it up in just a second. But we do have, our hours are... They're usually 8 o'clock till 5. Mm-hmm. That's Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. On the weekends, Saturday, we actually do have some pickups happening that day as well. Now, if you want to drop food off, we actually have that time scheduled at like 12 o'clock till 5. Because at the first 9 o'clock till about noon, we have our partner organizations that are coming to pick up food from our redistribution hub.
Well, now, while you're checking on that number, let me go on ahead and ask something else regarding contact information.
Sure.
So many of the groups that are on this program, they are part of, or they have access to, a really good, solid network. And let me just kind of throw this to you as a hypothetical situation. Okay, someone calls Potluck. And they're calling, let's say, from Duval's Bluff. Okay, now, for one reason or another, they're not able to, say, work with Potluck directly, and possibly they are also in need of food. So they're calling, say, from Duval's Bluff, and they want to find out, is there Potluck-style help, food pantries, anything in their particular area? So... Do you have, if they call in with a request such as that, do you have the necessary, the important contact information for like such a food pantry in the Devall's Bluff area, if and when?
Yeah, we actually do. So that's something we've been really heavily developing this last year. Mm-hmm. My predecessor also did a lot of that, but mm-hmm. it's because we have an innovative new app out that actually is going to help us to coordinate things like that
uh-huh.
all throughout the state. Mm-hmm. Is the idea, that's what we're hoping to do with that. Okay. So yeah.
And do you have that emergency?
I sure do. So if you're a food donor, this is the number you would call, and it, you know, if need be for an emergency as well, 501-333-4104. So again, that's 501-333-4104.
Okay, and let's go right into it. That a group such as Potluck, okay, donations are part and parcel. They are absolutely necessary to the entire existence of that group. So let's talk for a little bit about donations. Okay. Now, one thing, a lot of the groups that have been on this program, a lot of the groups fighting hunger that I'm aware of, that all of us are aware of, okay, they're always welcoming the donation of non-perishables, canned food, packaged, and so on. Now, is that something, yes or no?
That's a yes. Okay. Yeah, absolutely, especially this time of year. Mm-hmm. So I actually do coordinate quite a few canned food drives, you know, mm-hmm. non-perishable food drives. Just finished one over at the at War Memorial Stadium with the Triple A mm-hmm. High School Football Championships.
Gotcha.
So,
but the one thing that I've learned about Potluck is that you are also with wide open doors and arms that perishables are also.
That is our bread and butter. So
no pun intended.
No pun intended or so. But we deal a lot in temperature control, uh-huh. TCS foods for safety. So we are all ServSafe manager trained, mm-hmm. and that is for a reason, so that we can also then educate on proper food handling.
Now that's something I want to have you return to in a little bit. But again, donations. Okay, mm-hmm. Now you're talking perishables, and you're talking perishables of virtually any kind. Are there certain things that you cannot or are not able to accept?
So we kind of the way Potluck started was actually with restaurant foods. You know, uh-huh. seeing chicken being thrown out mm-hmm. after the shift was over. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Florence Hout was the one who asked if she could actually pick that stuff up, take mm-hmm. it to a church, take mm-hmm. it wherever, mm-hmm. where people needed to eat. I mean, mm-hmm. it was perfectly good food going into a dumpster. Mm-hmm. And the result of that is, we'll get into that later, I'm sure. But that's how Potluck kind of got started. And actually, mm-hmm. it was started with the food bank mm-hmm. and also Arkansas Interfaith Power and Light, mm-hmm. The Junior League. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of organizations were involved in getting Potluck off the ground.
And especially, again, with another one of your allies being the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance.
Yes, big ally.
There mm-hmm. you go. Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, so once again, perishables, okay. Are there things we need to make it very, very clear?
Sure.
What do you draw the line on not accepting as donations?
So if food has been catered and then left out for folks to use, like buffet uh-huh. style, we cannot mm-hmm. take that food.
Okay. All right. So, well, hypothetically, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of, for example, like Golden Corral or sure. some of these others that have these buffet style setups.
Mm-hmm. So that would actually be, we still would not be able to take such things. It needs to be served to the patrons, mm-hmm. And because then it's at least a little more controlled. Mm-hmm. So, and that's all just about food safety.
Gotcha. Okay, now, hypothetically, I've got some food, perishable and non-perishable, that I would like to donate, okay? But I may not be able to get down to your location.
Sure.
Under such circumstances, does Potluck pick up?
We sure do. That's Potluck Food Rescue for Arkansas. You know, we have three vehicles right now. I'm actually currently in the works on getting a fourth. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we did lose one of our older vans. Mm-hmm. But we have two vans and a box truck right now. And the box truck is a reefer unit, so it is refrigerated.
Okay. Yeah. Donations, you know, funding, anything like that to help defray the cost of getting the vehicle, maintaining the equipment, so cash donations.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Monetary okay. donations are always welcome because...
Tax-exempt?
Tax-exempt, correct. We are 501c3 nonprofit. So, gotcha. And we, you know, that is, those things are important. We work off of foundational grants as well. Mm-hmm. So, just dipped our toe into a federal, mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot of competition on that one.
Gotcha.
So, and it's... you know, the foundational area, it's mm-hmm. it's been a bit saturated this mm-hmm. year for sure. But mm-hmm. I mean, and a lot of these foundations are just they're wonderful. Mm-hmm. So we've actually I work, you know, as closely as I can with them. Mm-hmm. I try to really develop a relationship, and you know, we're all trying to do the same thing, right? Yeah, you know, we're really all trying to have the same goal.
Now, before going any further, I have activated the phone line to the studio. So if you have a question for my guest about potluck, about making donations, any questions about maybe what potluck does or cannot do, the phone line is open. 501 if you need the area code, 433-0088. Again, 433-0088. Now, going on back to donations, mm-hmm. okay? Potluck would even pick up, like, say, if they have, what, just like a few cans of food, or does it have to be like a minimum amount?
Kind of a minimum amount of 50 pounds. Mm-hmm. That'll get the van out. Mm-hmm. And as far as, like, the restaurants go, catering companies, mm-hmm. All of those temperature-controlled foods, we try to make it as easy as possible mm-hmm. on our restaurant partners. Mm-hmm. And so we do provide aluminum pans, mm-hmm. like the Deeps, they're the longer pans, mm-hmm. so hotel-style pans. Mm-hmm. We work with a couple of different hotels, and we're always trying to branch out and find more. Mm-hmm. So, and it's, you know, that can be a challenge. Mm-hmm. So it's because everybody's afraid of the liability, which, you know, there is protection for that.
And that, now, you have information about liability. In fact, I was doing some research, and let me see, you even had on your website a Good Samaritan Act and Food Donation Improvement Act, a couple of references to that. And so there are some hard and fast guidelines to help people to determine if what they have is donatable, if you will.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And, you know, there's been no need to tweak any of that either as I've come into it. So it's all still very much relevant. And again, it falls back towards, like, mm-hmm. we are an ADH compliant facility. You know? Yeah, we are treated as a salvage, mm-hmm. you know, and food store. So, mm-hmm. and we do abide by the compliance that we mm-hmm. need to. So mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, compliance, you're avoiding a great deal of trouble, physical as well as financial.
Absolutely,
in the long run,
yeah.
By staying compliant.
Yeah, well, and we want to continue to do what we're doing, you know, so yeah.
And if someone calls in, maybe this is just another way of asking it, someone calls in and they have perishables, let's say, okay? And you or whoever answers the phone, you'll have maybe like a short list of questions, what it is, where did it come from,
we do, yep.
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And based on the information that they give, you can say, okay, yeah, we can pick this up, or no, you better do something else with it.
Right. And we won't really just tell them you better do something else with it. We'll actually try to help, you know, we'll help the process. We'll actually try to find folks within our network that are, you know, running smaller organizations doing the same thing mm-hmm. and try to get that stuff to, you know, folks that can take it.
Okay. So. Now, on the subject of donations, again, for clarification as much as anything else, donations of food and money only, does Potluck under any circumstances take non-food tangible things, clothing, personal care items, anything like that?
We do. We take hygiene items. But clothing has come in before mm-hmm. because the, you know, we have a network of over 115 nonprofit organizations mm-hmm. that we work mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. that are working with, you know, a large amount of folks mm-hmm. and on a weekly basis, mm-hmm. sometimes on a daily. Mm-hmm. And we can match that stuff to the right folks.
And get it to them, whether they come by to pick it up or vice versa.
Correct, yeah. We might be driving right by it, you know. So
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, now, donations, of course, as you said, the bread and butter for what y'all are doing, okay? I also know for a fact that Potluck, like so many other organizations, the doors are also open for people who want to volunteer.
That's correct, yes. And, you know, we're working on that a little more. I don't currently have a volunteer coordinator. It's mm-hmm. fallen on me at the moment. Mm-hmm. But we actually have plans in 2026 to really roll that out more full force, yeah. So because volunteers for any nonprofit, and a volunteer coordinator is a very, mm-hmm. you know, it's a sought-after position, in my opinion, and like that's a very much needed one for any nonprofit. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the volunteer coordinator, okay, well, since you're in that position, at least temporarily, so let me throw this at you.
Okay.
Someone calls and said, I would like to volunteer, okay? Who qualifies?
So we actually do take youth, and we can actually take like any school kids that need to get hours, things like that. Mm-hmm. So we will coordinate with you as far as how we can get you in, like maybe on a Saturday, mm-hmm. if you have a number of folks. Mm-hmm. We have a very small warehouse, so but we do have a lot of off-site potential as well. So, yeah. Our warehouse is 3,800 square feet, so it's it gets a little tight in there sometimes.
Yeah, I know where it's located.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, are there any particular, as you mentioned volunteer coordinator, are there any other particular volunteer skills that you're looking for, maybe on a regular basis or maybe something that's really in need right here and now?
Well, so one thing that we always have to kind of quality control check everything. We are getting food that is rescued food. We do also get, you know, rejected loads from Tyson, for instance, uh-huh. where that stuff, you know, is just because maybe one box.
Gotcha.
And but we do the skill set is really something we're going to train you on as well.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, how to properly wash your hands. Don't put on gloves with dirty hands, you know,
gotcha.
Things like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Here's another situation for you. Someone shows up at your location. I'd like to volunteer as a way of maybe getting some food for me and my family.
That brings incentive into it. So unfortunately, we can't offer that. So
if someone shows up and they very frankly say, do you have some food for us? We need it.
Yeah. We're never going to turn anybody away. But the way that we are set up and designed, it actually hurts our logistics to have the individual come in. So we will give them your magazine, the resource guide.
Yeah. Reference, by the way, to help yourself.
Yes, gotcha. Yeah. And gotcha. Which is fantastic, by the way. And
okay.
I need to get some more.
All right. Well, that could be arrangeable.
All right.
Okay. And let me see. We talked about a good deal of this. Okay. If anyone out there, and again, I'm going to ask you to kind of drive this home, that you're always looking for more people, more groups to donate. You've got a pretty impressive list of allies, of groups that are going to donate. Mm-hmm. But the doors are open, whether it's going to be a grocery store, a private group, a public group, to donate, to become a partner, to become an ally.
Right.
Potluck.
So we actually, we love working with the local, you know, with the local restaurants, and but we don't want a restaurant, that's their bottom line, really. You know, they don't need to have a lot of excess.
Mm-hmm.
But we can also help them with the waste mitigation aspect of it. We don't do the composting or anything like that, but we can direct them towards folks that are taking compostables or taking livestock feed.
Mm-hmm.
I have a network of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
My background is in urban agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And so We work a lot with the larger grocers and the chain mm-hmm. restaurants,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're always available. Once something's off of a purveyor's truck, you know, it can't go back on.
Even in this day, you're still going to have like these little places that are literally, if you will, like the neighborhood market or a mom and pop operation.
Correct. Yeah.
And I'm going to jump to the conclusion that you would also like to hear from them.
Absolutely. We actually work with Ferndale Market right now, and
they
are recurring once a week, and they're fantastic. And
mm-hmm.
you know, we go pick that up pretty much every Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and it comes right back and goes right back out the door.
Gotcha.
You know, nothing stays in there. We're not a food bank. You know, we're dealing with stuff that has a very short shelf life at that mm-hmm. point. So we want to get it right back out the door.
Okay. Now, with that in mind, you're being on. It could be you, of course. Welcome. And
yeah, thank you again.
I don't want this to be like a one-time only thing. I'm kind of tipping my hand, folks. But what about any, if you have any upcoming events, like I met you at what you had set up at one of the branches of the library called a neighborhood free market, I believe.
That is called a no-cost market.
No-cost market.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any of those coming up, whether it's on your own or maybe in conjunction with a group like CALS or any other events you got coming up that might give people a chance to learn more about what Potluck is all about?
No, absolutely. We have a bunch of those that are going to be happening in 2026.
Mm-hmm.
That does, you know, that it is an expense for us, but it's also, we know it's a need, and
mm-hmm.
we want to feed the need.
Mm-hmm.
So And it's, we are looking at where we're setting those up. They're strategic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, right now, currently, we are actually working quite a bit in Wrightsville. I actually do two deliveries out there a week. So, and
Now that reminds me, the work that you're doing, potluck, okay, mm-hmm. is it only like, say, Pulaski County? Do you do like the county surrounding us or what? What's your area of activity, if you will?
Sure. So, our area of activity is actually the same as the Central Arkansas Food Bank, technically 33 counties. Yep. And so, because we are an affiliate food bank with the Arkansas Food Bank, we are independent. Mm-hmm. But the food bank is a partner, and mm-hmm. so and the food bank actually is, they help us a lot mm-hmm. in procuring things like Sam's Club or anyone that's using mm-hmm. feeding, you know, Meal mm-hmm. Connect with Feeding America.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Now, I saw something, I don't know if this is seasonal or not, but when in prepping for the program, I came across something on your website. And before we go to break, you might want to just talk about this for a moment. I saw a little something called Full Circle Nourishment Holiday Cards.
Yes, yeah. So we do holiday cards every year. That's been the thing for potluck, and we'll get into that after the break, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we actually have just recurring events, recurring ways to actually, you know, raise funds, and holiday cards are one of those things. Mm-hmm. Now, the Full Circle Nourishment is actually, that's a program that we basically developed this past year. Mm-hmm. And it is all about the complete cycle of food. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, from the point where it's grown mm-hmm. to the point where it's back to making regenerative agriculture again gotcha. Through composting gotcha. Or gotcha. Through livestock feed. Mm-hmm. You know, that food is never, it never needs to be waste. That word we don't necessarily need to use at
That's
all.
That's something we're going to be covering in the second half of the program.
Right.
And we've already, and we're at that point where we have to take a break. The powers that be are even more kind of, their auras are kind of crowding on me a little bit. So we got to take a bit of a break, share some information, but we're going to get right back because, as happened so many times, we're just scratching the surface so far. But hear us out. Well, we share a couple of bits of information with you. And in while you're waiting for the program to return, be patient. We're back with the second half of this week's program. I don't think Chris Wyman's name has changed in the first half of this program, so I'm jumping to the conclusion that is still your name, sir.
Still the name, yep.
And
it's no longer high school.
has the contact information for potluck change.
Not at all.
Well, then you better give, as it stands again, you better give that contact information.
I sure can. So website, potluckfoodrescue.org, and our phone number for the warehouse is 501-371-0303. And for the other phone, the more emergency line, but also for our ad hoc pickups, 501-333-4104.
Okay. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking just a bit about the, once again, the Full Circle Nourishment Holiday Cards. Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that maybe a sponsor, someone who makes a donation can actually buy, and these cards are given out to a person in need? How do these cards work?
So they are basically honorariums, you know, mm-hmm. and folks can purchase them. A lot of businesses will because they'll, you know, give holiday cards out to if they're in the finance world, for instance, you know, they're going to give them to all of their folks that are part of that. But what, you know, I actually myself purchase some and I send them out to, that's what I do for, you know, and have for years mm-hmm. for Christmas is I make donations for folks in my family. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, a couple of things that you touched on, and again, this is, as I see it, and correct me if I'm going off in a wrong direction, that a couple of the things that you touched on, and these are really driving, if you will, motives, driving powers, if you will, that you want to make sure get out to the listeners, okay? You were talking about food waste and food rescue earlier in the program. Let's take a look at what you mean, first of all, by the second one of these, the food rescue. What are you talking about when you're saying food rescue?
So literally rescuing that stuff from a dumpster. You know,
before it goes bad.
Exactly. Yep. Because we have, you know, there are, we put these labels on things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of that too is so that, because it needs to get off the shelf because the next truck's coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, that food is perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. just because it's past that sell-by date. Now, there are those things you need to pay attention to. You know, milk, eggs, you should use your nose, actually. Mm-hmm. That's your best tool. Mm-hmm. You do the smell test. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, that stuff that is past date, mm-hmm. it might be a sell-by date. Mm-hmm. It might be a best-by date. Mm-hmm. So those are different. And these foods are fine. Mm-hmm. And we want to get them before they decide to throw them in the dumpster.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, so about food rescue, okay? I hate to say it like this, okay? But you're talking about grocery stores. You're talking about restaurants, businesses, about food rescue as well as food waste, okay? Well, I just don't know. I'm not sure that all of this stuff... I could get in trouble by letting something like potluck come along and get it, and I'm just kind of not sure. You know, there could be some myths, there could be some misinformation about what you're doing as far as food rescue is
sure.
concerned. So you have someone who has these doubts, okay? If you even had to use like a "what's in it for me" approach.
Mm-hmm. So there is the tax incentive, first and foremost, but also there is no liability. Mm-hmm. You know, now if it's donated from us in gross negligence, for instance, then there is an issue there, mm-hmm. and a very severe one. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're all Serve Safe trained. You know, and I used to have a food safety certification as well in agriculture. Mm-hmm. So, and it's all about proper handling of food so that you're not getting anyone sick, mm-hmm. because food can kill you. You know, you mishandle it. So we've all had those stomach bugs, you know.
Well, of course, and I have not been immune to it in my long life. I've had a couple of cases of what you would call food poisoning as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we all have. And it's very, you know, it is very real. So.
And so this food rescue, you've got the person such as yourself, you've got the folks at Potluck that you are able to rescue this food and to... Really, as you said, use this literally the smell test.
Mm-hmm.
What other methods are available? You can say, okay, this is good. Nope, toss this
right.
or do something else with it. Okay, so.
Well, like milk, for instance, we're not going to get that past date anyways, you know, but we do get it close to, so that's something we always have to check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you do check.
We do, yes.
Okay, all right. Are there other aspects, again, specifically dealing with food rescue, that maybe some folks out there are not sure about? Like I said, a bit of misinformation that's out there that you'd like to address.
Yeah, and that's actually the mishandling of it is what I think a lot of the fear is. And
okay.
So it just takes the approach of going in, even inviting them to the warehouse to show them our operations,
uh-huh.
how the logistics work. So,
uh-huh.
And then, of course, the Good Samaritan Act, showing them that. I mean, uh-huh. I've talked to several chefs. Mm-hmm. When you're talking to high-end restaurants or larger a casino, for instance,
gotcha.
Then you are going to be dealing with folks that are not from Arkansas, more
right.
than likely,
right.
some that are from out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And so every state's different.
Mm-hmm.
It even differs county by county,
mm.
you know, as far as health code goes.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's one thing to be very mindful of on mm-hmm. as far as my approach goes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not going in there to tell them they're wrong. It's going in there to tell them, let me help make you feel better about this.
So, and I should have brought this up. So if someone wants to have you come out and talk to them, whether it's going to be to a private group, a public group, church group, anything like that,
mm-hmm.
to say, okay, here's what Potluck is all about. Here's what we do. So you are able and ready, willing, and able, if you will, to go out and to talk with these organizations, whether it's going to be about potluck, food rescue, food waste, and so on.
Absolutely, because what that does is that just increases our network. That means we've got more places that can take this food.
And so, if they want to have you come out to talk?
So they can call the 501-333-4104,
mm-hmm.
or they can call the warehouse at 501-371-0303, or they can do this as well, website. There's a food intake form, and that is actually a very good way, and the one that we want to really start using going into the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take some time,
mm-hmm.
but that is actually for our Food Rescue Hero app.
Gotcha.
And that is a nationwide network.
Now, let's move on to maybe the flip side, the downside, okay? and that's going to be the food waste. Now, just recently, there were a couple of stories I was reading about. There's a big corporation. I don't know if it was still true because the story took place a couple of years ago, that the employees were, and even if they were in need, they were not allowed to have any of the food that this chain, that this franchise was doing. And the reasons for it were never made clear, you had a lot of folks, even the employees of this franchise, going hungry because the policy was if it's not eaten, no, it's got to be tossed.
Right.
No one can get it. So food waste, as an example.
That becomes food waste. Yeah, that goes into a dumpster. That organization is paying a dumpster fee, for one, but they're also not feeding anybody in the process. And then they're actually putting something in a landfill that's having an improper breakdown, and that is causing CO2 emissions, mainly methane gas, which is what is damaging our planet. So,
And damaging not just the planet, but damaging a lot of people who come, within breathing distance.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Right. So are there other, whether short-term or long-term, say, consequences of this food waste, in addition to what you've just been talking about?
I mean, we're looking at, you know, social injustice at that point. So that's, you know, food that is perfectly good is not going to people that need to eat it, you know, and we're in the country of abundance. 40% of what we're producing in this country is going to waste. And that's ridiculous. In the state of Arkansas, for instance, you know, we were talking about the number one. We don't want to be number one at that. No. We're also an agriculture state. There is no reason we should be number one in that aspect. No state in this country should be that.
That's
so,
it. Well, with that in mind, okay, maybe we're going to be getting away, say, from potluck in and of itself. But if you had maybe a couple of pieces of advice, maybe one or two steps where someone, well, like me, average, if you will, citizen of the state of Arkansas, what would be a couple of things that you would tell someone like me, or better yet, a family, okay, what are going to be one or two really good, really simple, and effective ways to cut down on, if not eliminate, food waste in my household?
Well, you know, just not buying food beyond the means that you have, really. And if you do, then knowing that you have a local pantry around you, that can help you with that comes to waste mitigation there, because a lot of people just clean out the pantry and throw it in the trash, right? That is, you know, and that's rough. We've all done it. You know, I'm not going to act like I haven't. But we're to the point now, it's, you know, this is starting to be noticed more so. We had to be number one for this to be a noticeable thing. And it's just like, come on. And because my career has been in, you know, food justice, food insecurity, and how do we combat that? Mine more so on the production side in agriculture, and then also educating mainly youth on how to grow their own food, and that it's actually very fun, very easy, very therapeutic. I do miss the soil, but this is a whole another aspect of it, a part of that cycle of full circle nourishment.
Well, it's also when you get down to it, on one level, you're helping to preserve the fertility of the soil.
Absolutely, yeah, we have to. I mean, the Dust Bowl was caused by over farming, right? So, it's, do we want to do that again?
And once again, if you have a quick question or a very brief comment, the phone line is still open, 501-433-0088. Okay, so you would have, you would have the need to sort of counter the wrong information, maybe outright myths that people would have either about food rescue or food waste. If you had to single out another, say, blatantly wrong something about food waste. Let's keep it on that.
Okay.
In addition to what you've been talking about, and something that could be so easily avoidable.
Well, it would mainly be like you can't. I've heard that, you know, you can't compost that, or you can't. How are you mitigating that? You know, and it's actually the way to combat that is actually we have composters, we have vermicomposters, and we have livestock farmers. So we have several different folks doing different things to mitigate waste that comes back to the human body in the form of nourishment at some point, somehow.
Well,
yeah,
let's use the R word, recycle.
Yeah, recycle, which we do as well.
Of its own way or method, recycle.
That's right. You know, I have a 2-yard dumpster at Potluck, and it is for trash. Food doesn't go in it. It gets emptied twice a month, and it's never full. Mm-hmm. And I actually really like that. You know, I don't want food going in there. There is, we can get rid of it quickly when it's gone beyond the edible aspect. And then, of course, the dumpster that we have that's large on site, that's for cardboard. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then also worked out a deal with the folks that run that business that we can actually put clamshells, things like that are recyclable.
Ah.
They can go in there as well as long as they're packaged separately. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, look, even at my own home, I've got 2 trash bins. One, of course, is going to be for whatever food scraps, et cetera, but the other one is going to be for stuff that could be recyclable. So, crazily enough, that's not a surprising bit of news to me and maybe to a lot of other people out there, but maybe it's a reminder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I mean... which is, I really love what Lenny Massanelli's doing over at the Little Rock Sustainability Commission and has been doing it for a long time. And I've been, you know, on kind of the outskirts of that because I worked with the city of Little Rock for quite a while. Mm-hmm. But what they're trying to do over there is really trying to, you know, recondition basically and get everybody back into that is a form of waste mitigation.
Uh-huh.
You know, so recycling is important. Mm-hmm. And so they've made some really large strides there. And it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. So
now, going on back to Potluck, what you're doing, okay, and including raising public awareness about and getting the public, getting listeners, donors, and so on, to be more in the mind, more in the groove, so to speak, to notice and to prevent food waste, among other goals.
Right.
Okay. Am I correct in saying that Potluck, all of that, okay, you've had models, you've had, guidelines from programs that are underway, have been underway for a time, whether elsewhere in the United States or perhaps even in other countries.
Mm-hmm. So we actually, being part of the Food Rescue Hero Network, we are also part of a couple of waste mitigation groups that are national. And so having those networks is fantastic because then you have folks that you can ask, what's going on in your state? How are y'all handling this? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's way different for a red state to a blue state. You know? Mm-hmm. So, and that's one thing to be mindful of coming into it. What am I able to do here? What do I need to do to cover myself and Potluck, protect Potluck?
Are there some programs going on, whether it's in a blue state, if you will, or in another country, that you would really like to see set up, whether it's going to be done by Potluck or maybe by larger, wider action?
Well, and so that's where some great partnership comes into play. You know, the Hunger Relief Alliance can do a lot more than we can, and they're statewide. Okay. So we can be a really good partner in certain areas, but we have to collaborate. Mm-hmm. You know, that is necessary. Mm-hmm. And so... that's been my biggest thing that I talk about throughout this entire last year is the collaboration in order to do things that we want to all do, but we can't do on our own.
Well, I hate to ask this, but have you had like any downsides that you're talking with some potential donors, some potential groups, but they're kind of holding back? They're not sure that collaborating with Potluck or similar groups is all that much of a good idea. And if they come up with those arguments, how do you kind of lead them away from that stance?
Well, it's a lot. There's a lot of stewarding involved in that. And honestly, I wish I would have done a lot more of that this year. It has been a heck of a year. So I want to get them into the warehouse. I want to show them what we're doing, you know, invite them out on a rescue, show them then maybe a no-cost market. Show them actually everything that it's not just food rescue over there. We are doing so much more than that.
For example, for the folks who might not know, what are some of the other things then?
We want to meet people where they are because there is a huge barrier in transportation, right? That's the idea of the no-cost market. And then partnering with organizations like the Arkansas Minority Health Commission, also the Department of Workforce, and the city of Wrightsville. Mm-hmm. There's several. I mean, we have partners all over the place that want to do these no-cost markets. Mm-hmm. We can provide the resource. And then what I also provide now is training on that.
Ah.
Because to be honest, you know, it can be a large expense for potluck, mm-hmm. for us to do that as much as we really want to. Mm-hmm. But if we have collaborators and all of that, utilizing each other's volunteer base so that we can keep these like more recurring, then that's ideal, mm-hmm. you know, for sure.
Now, you kind of jogged my memory. There's a two-word phrase that I want to use. And I'm, again, going on the assumption that this is something else that potluck calls attention to and tries to relieve as often as possible, as widely as possible. And that two-word phrase is food desert.
Ah, yes. So a food desert is an area that has no grocery store that is selling, you know, a healthy option, basically. You're looking at an area that's probably got a C-store. And there's, you know, there's nothing to eat there that is actually going to be something that is giving nutrients.
And this is even right here within the Little Rock, North Little Rock city limits.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
And unless things have changed recently, I'm aware that there's supposed to be at least one county, I believe down in southwest Arkansas, that has absolutely no large grocery store. A couple of convenience stores, the C stores as you call them.
Mm-hmm.
But and again,
liquor stores, you know, that's
well, and
yeah.
Again, there's lack of convenience. There's lack of accessibility.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is going to be something else that you're trying to, that potluck is trying to call public attention to.
Correct. So, and potluck is and has been for 35 years all about creating access where there wasn't any before. So we turn excess food mm-hmm. into access for those that don't have access to mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. That's why the delivery process mm-hmm. is important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can't do it all the time, but we, you know, I'd love to get to that point. Mm-hmm. And so, but we have now a tool that's going to help us do that, which it's innovative. Mm-hmm. We're the first ones in Arkansas to have it. Thank you, Sylvia Blaine. Shout out to you. Mm-hmm. I knew about it before I came to work at Potluck mm-hmm. Because I was a partner with Potluck in a small way as a grower. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Sylvia got this app mm-hmm. through the Food Rescue Hero folks. That's 412 Food Rescue up in Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. What it does is it empowers volunteers to also help us with rescues.
Ah.
So now on you know, certain things, because you know, we're a red state, we want to be thorough as far as we're training the folks before they can get into those TCS.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and they will have, you know, the proper equipment, thermal bags, things like that. Mm-hmm. But they are helping us right now pick up and bring it back to our hub, but we'd like to work in other counties where we're establishing hubs mm-hmm. with partners, helping them to kind of to work like a potluck and keep that food in that community.
And if it's kept in the community and the food is rescued, it's not gone to waste.
Okay. Correct, yeah.
A big argument long term, all right, is that it is going to save the Arkansas taxpayer money. Because what other groups have been on this program, the Hunger Relief Alliance, for example, they've made very, very plain that collateral damage is clinging to hunger. And that's going to be a physical toll. Children in school, people going hungry. It lowers their resistance. They're going to get sicker. And of course, that's going to add to the burden of the Arkansas taxpayer.
Absolutely. And yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, and that's where the Hunger Relief Alliance, you know, that is their mm-hmm. their area, their, mm-hmm. and they're absolutely right, and mm-hmm. I completely agree. Because you see things like on social media, people say, "Oh my mm-hmm. God, well they're obviously not hungry." Well, mm-hmm. what they don't understand is that there's no nutrient value there.
Ah.
You know, there is in a food desert. Mm-hmm. Even if somebody is larger.
Mm-hmm.
That is not because they're overeating.
No.
It's because they're eating food that is not good for them. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of great organizations out there that are mm-hmm. doing great stuff, Well-Fed, for instance, all about healthy options.
And a lot of them, maybe not all, but a lot of them you are aware of, and hopefully they are your partners, your allies.
We are, yes.
Gotcha.
Yep. And if we find more, we want to partner up with them too. And so as we create more partnerships, we mm-hmm. want to be rescuing more food. Mm-hmm. And so that's where that app really is going to come into play. I mean, it's going to be hopefully a game changer.
You know? Well, now, this may be a bit off topic, but of so many of the other groups, they recognize that that there's another approach, another step that would have to be made, and that is to be make more people aware, and I'm talking about people who are elected officials, mm-hmm. about the need for hunger, the need to address the food desert. So am I correct in saying that with the 2026 legislative session, primarily fiscal, primarily financial, if you will, is potluck and other groups, are you going to be as best, as much as possible, a presence during this session to say, okay, this is an area that needs attention. You should listen to us. You better listen to what we have to say.
You know, when we need to take a stand, we will take a stand. Mm-hmm. So, and I have no problem with doing that when we get to that point. So.
Well, from the point of view of what you've been doing, is there anything you'd like to say maybe to the Arkansas family, the Arkansas voter, about this upcoming session? Do you have, like, any recommendations? Well, for example, should people in need, people who are hungry, as best and as many as possible, show up, whether it's going to be at the Capitol or show up at their respective elected officials' offices and say, hey, we got a problem here.
I, you know, yes, absolutely. They, that it's awareness needs to be spread. Folks need to, mm-hmm. to get out and yeah, and make it known. So,
okay, we're sad to say we're just about out of time, so I'm going to throw throw my catch-all. We've covered a good deal of territory, maybe not everything as in-depth as we should.
Sure.
But if there was one more thing, very quickly, if there was one more thing that you wanted to let people know about Potluck, going on back to Potluck, the group, the organization, mm-hmm. one more thing that we really haven't touched on, or maybe one more thing you want to emphasize.
Yes. Potluck Food Rescue has seen an 81% growth increase in food intake because it was inevitable,
uh-huh.
and we've adapted graciously to do so, mm-hmm. and we will continue to do so. It's, you know, like I said, we got that small warehouse, mm-hmm. but we have every intention on continuing doing what we're doing.
And, so, and in order to get the help in doing what you're doing, people want to volunteer, donate, et cetera, et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera. They can call the warehouse at 501-371-0303. Mm-hmm. The website is best for that if you want to make donations. If you even want to be a food donor, there's an application on there, you know, and we would appreciate, you know, all partnerships. So we're, if it's a good fit, we'll make it work. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Chris Wyman, I want to thank you for gracing this week's It Could Be You with your presence to talk very frankly and honestly about a problem that should not, in this day and age, even exist.
You're absolutely right.
And I am hoping, without having to flash you one of my patented dirty looks, to get you back on this program to talk, give us updates about what's going on, and let's talk more about not only what Potluck is doing, but let's also talk some more about food rescue and food waste and the practical steps that can be done.
Absolutely. We've got good people doing good things here.
All right. But thank you so very, very much. And folks, that is going to do it for today's program. Next week, Christmas Eve, I have been able to make contact with the wonderful folks at the Little Rock Compassion Center, where they are just bending over backwards to make sure that as much help as possible gets out to the folks in need. And for sure, I want y'all to be back next week, and for New Year's, and for on into 2026, because It Could Be You is still going to be committed to helping to serve the community, providing a voice to the voiceless. And at the same time, I want you to take care of yourselves so that you are around and are able to listen to the programs that are coming up. Take care of yourselves. And you know why, but I'm going to say it again. You need to take care of yourselves. Why? Well, because between now and next week's program, you never know. Something could happen, and it could be you that it happens to. I'm your host, John S., and I'll be with you next time.